This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Daf Hashavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara previously had a stira because basically we have a question on Reish Lakish. If you remember, on Mem Dalet, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara asked the Sira. The Reisha of a Braisa basically said, if you're mafgir your field, you could retract. Mikan ve'ilach eino yachal achzar. Basically, you can't retract, except for the first 3 days. That implies hefker is hefker. That seems to be like the shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say hefker is legitimate, it takes effect immediately, and there's no way to retract. There's a special reason why you could retract within the first 3 days, but after 3 days you can't retract. And then the second part of the Braisa says that you could retract hefker. So Ula's of the opinion that the whole Braisa are the Rabbanan, and the reason why you could retract in the Seifa is because since you made it Hefker for a certain amount of time, therefore you're maintaining control to be able to retract. Basically, Hefker for a certain amount of time in the Rabbanan is like permanent Hefker in Rabbi Yossi. That was what Ula said. According to Ula, when the Gemara brought a Braisa that says if you're Mafker, your vineyard, and then you try to take it back, you're Pater from Meiser. Why you putter from Meiser? So that's understandable, because even though within 3 days you should technically be able to retract and you're chayv in Meiser midrabanan, however, the Braisa that says you're putter from Meiser is going on a Da'iraisa level. Meaning the Braisa that says you're putter from Meiser is saying Da'iraisa, if you make it hefker, you're putter. And the Braisa that said earlier you're chayv in Meiser and you could retract is going on midrabanan, your chayv and meiser. So according to Ula, everything is hunky-dory. But according to Reish Lakish, who said that the first braisa is Rabbi Yossi, and that's why you could retract in the Seifa, and in the Reisha, the reason you can't retract is because shaloi tishtakach teras hefker, meaning in the world of Rabbi Yossi, in the world of Reish Lakish, he says the other braisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, that and therefore mafker yachal lachzer bay. Then why in the world do we say over here that you're pater min hamaiser? Because presumably what you're doing is you're retracting, and if you're retracting, then it was never hefker and it's chayv in meiser. So why would the braisa say you're pater from meiser? So the first answer of the Gemara is, Reish Lakish would say, Eina chenami. This Braisa has to be going like the Rabbanan. That was the answer we saw last week. But guess what? We're not in last week now, we're in this week. So we're going to give another answer in Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, Yibay Seima. Another way that Reish Lakish could answer up is really both Braises are Rabbi Yossi. When does Rabbi Yossi say you could retract hefker? The first braisa in Rabbi Yossi, the first braisa that says that you could be choizer on hefker is going like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore hamafker sadeo kol shloisha yamim. Yachal achzer bay. Why? Why yachal achzer bay? That's only when you're mafger in front of two people. Rabbi Yossi only holds you could be retract hefger if you were mafger in front of two people. V'had da'afgerei ba'apei tlasa. And when does Rabbi Yossi say you can't retract? What's the pshat in this Braisa that you're pater from Meiser because you're mafker in front of three people? Meaning the Braisa that we say goes according to Rabbi Yossi that you could retract hefker, that's because Rabbi Yossi holds that when you're mafker in front of two people, you could retract it because it's not really hefker. But if you're mafker in front of three people, then you can't retract it. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Rabbi Shim ben Yehoi Tzadok, Kal ha-mafker b'fnei shloisha, have a hefker. If you're mafker in front of three, it is hefker. B'fnei shnayim loy have a hefker. In front of two, it's not hefker. Now, what does that mean? Doesn't mean it's not hefker. It means that you could retract it. When we say it's not hefker, it doesn't mean it's not hefker at all. It means that you could be chayzer on it. Okay, so loy have a hefker doesn't mean it's not hefker fundamentally. It means you could retract the hefker. So both brises are Rabbi Yossi. The first brisa that says you could retract, it's talking about when you're a mafker in front of two. This brisa that says you're pater from meiser is when you're a mafker in front of three. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, this brisa also, the mafker is karmai. If you're mafker, you're a vineyard and you take it back, you're pater from meiser. It's Rabbi Yossi Asi. It could also go like Rabbi Yossi. The ad kan loy kama Rabbi Yossi, the mafker yachal achzer boy. Rabbi Yossi only said that the mafker could retract. Ella the afker ba'ape trei. If you're mafker in front of two people, kolomar she'ein sham shloisha. Dumya demas nisin, diktani, de'eni mohem acher. Meaning to say, when we say you're a mafker in front of two, it doesn't mean two, it means not three. Similar to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah also, the previous Mishnah spoke about when people are on the road and they don't have a third person to give it to. So, you're mafkrit. Uvahabil chud hu da asa Rabbi Yossi. Only in that case, only in the case of less than three people, Rabbi Yossi said you could retract. The svirulei, the cholki haigavna hefker kamatana. Listen very carefully. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi says that you're allowed to retract on hefker? The reason he says you're allowed to retract on hefker is because hefker is like matana. It's not fait accompli until the person is zoicha in it. But let's think for a moment. When is hefker like matana that we say the ad da asil shah zoicha loy nafik mershus mafker, then until it comes into the rishus of the zoicha? It doesn't leave the rishus of the mafker. Why? Only in such a case of two people do we say hefker is like matana. The time mishum de'ini mohem acher. The reason why hefker is like matana is there no one else with him. Inami deleka ba'dei elatrei. Or let's say there are only two with him. Da'adaita dechan mehanach b'chud afgerei. Because when there are two people with him, he probably was only mafgaret to one of these people. Listen carefully. Why does Rabbi Yossi say you could retract hefker? Because he says hefker is like matana. Just like matana, the other person is not zoicha until he gets it. Hefker, no one is zoicha until they acquire it. Why would hefker be like a matana? You know why hefker is like a matana? Because hefker must also be a case where I want to give it to someone. Who says you want to give it to one of these people here? Well, if there are only two people standing here, you probably only want to give it to one of them. You probably want to give it to them. So in the case where there are only two people there, hefker is like matana. D'chol beitrei lekach why? Da'adaita d'chad mehanach b'chod afgrei. You probably only made hefker for one of these people. Because it's not like public knowledge that it's hefker. Only two people are there. The chol beitrei leka kala. There's no koil when you're mafker in front of two people. Mishum hachi, therefore, dami lematana. It's like a gift. Tichihechi de matana le mapik le mershusei. Just like by matana, it doesn't exit his rishus. Ela adaita de idach. Only for the das of the other person. Just like when you give a gift, you're not taking it out of your rishus until the other person is koinet. Hachanami, when you're mafker in front of two people, you're not taking it out of your rishus until the other person is koinet. Hachanami, lay mafker, ela adaita de idach, oy adaita de chad mi tarvayu. So therefore, if the whole lumdus of why you could retract hefker, because hefker is like a matana, then it would only be in a situation where we assume that you're giving a matana. In what kind of situation do we assume you're giving a matana, and you're not just making it ownerless for everyone? If there are only two people or one person there. See, if there are three people, everyone's going to find out. So it's like you're making it ownerless. So it's not like a matana. So you can't be chayzer. But if you are mafker in front of one or two people where no one else is finding out, so you don't want to make it ownerless to the whole world, you just want to get it to this person, so then hefker is like matana. So ki hechi de matana lay nafim shes adasir shes makabel hachanami behefker ki hai de hefker ze ki Hachinami behefker ki hai the hefker ze lematana dami. This kind of hefker is like matana. Umasnisin the hamafker sadeo, the mission of sonu's mafker is field b'chi hai hefker metukmi. It's talking about this kind of hefker. Umishem hachi katani. Therefore, it teaches the ad shloi zacha, that until he zaycha bein hu bein acher yachal achzer bai. So when Rabbi Yossi is talking about a case where you're mafker in front of two or one, then you could retract, because then it's like a matana, and you could be chayzer. Aval hach masnisa de hamafker es karmoy. But when Rabbi Yossi said it's pater from meiser, the brisa of sonu's mafker his vineyard, metuk ma de afker ba'apei tlasa. That's talking about where you're mafker in front of three people. V'chol hecha de ika tlasa. Whenever there are three people, avsha milsa, it becomes a big commotion. Va'adaiti de kuleyama afkara. And with the das of the whole world, you're a mafkarit. It's not like a matana at all. It's only like a matana if we presume you're not making it hefker for everyone, you're just giving it to one of them. That would only apply by one or two people. By three people, where it's avsha milsa, where you created a big commotion, then it's not like a matana. You are mafkarit for the whole world. It's not similar to a matana at all. Therefore, even though by a regular matana we say ad asir shus makabel until it comes to the shus makabel, even though by matana we say until it comes to the rishus of the makabel, it doesn't leave the rishus of the zoicha. Behefker kihai, when you're mafker in front of three people, afilu Rabbi Yossi moide dila alter nafek mershusay. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it leaves your rishus immediately. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan kalam mafker b'fnei shloisha have a hefker. Why mishum da adaita de kol yama afker? You're mafker for everyone, but b'fnei shnayim loy have a hefker. The kivan deleka kala, since there's no kail, so then what you're trying to do is you're trying to mafker it for one of these guys. Adaita didhu b'chud afker, you're only mafker it for one of these guys. The dami lamatana, then it's like a matana, and you could be choizar, kein nirali perusha d'shmaita kula. This would seem to me the explanation of this sugya. V'yesh b'mashe kasafti k'tzas dvarim shalamadati midivrei harishaynim zuchreinim levracha. And there is, in what I wrote, some things that I learned from the words of the Rishonim, Zechroinam Levracha. Now, the Ran, in the next part, which is not officially licensed, but this sugya is going according to the Havamina, which is unusual, that the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi is Hefker is like Matana. But the thing is, the Gemara disproved that, because the Gemara says if Hefker is like Matana, then what difference does it make? Remember, if you were a Mafkarit before the Neder or after the Neder. And the Gemara said a different reasoning. And according to Rava's reasoning, you would have to answer the contradiction in the between the brises like Ula did. Now the Gemara just concludes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar like this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Devar Torah afilu be'echad have hefker. Midai raisa it's hefker even by one person. Even if one person may, if you have one person standing there, it's hefker. So why did the Chachamim say you need three people? Umatam amru b'shloisha, kidei." So that one of them will be zoich in it and the other two will testify. So you'll ask, according to that, how did the hefker work in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said if somebody is asr b'hana on the other person and there's no one around, you'll be mafkarit. What do you mean? Don't you need three people? So there's a big discussion about this. The Rush says, we usually hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Legabe Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, min haTorah it's hefker by one. And the truth is, even beinoy lebein atzma, you can make hefker. Therefore, on Shabbos, you could be mafker your kelim, so you're not over on shvisas kelav or shvisas behemtai. So, and you could be mafker beinoy lebein atzma. The question is, how about in the Mishnah? Why in the Mishnah do we allow the hefker when there's only one other person there? So some Rishonim learn, well, because of the circumstance and no one's there, hemidu dineim al din Torah. But Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says, that the din that you need three midrabanon is only by karka, but by metaltalin, you don't need three midrabanon. So this din, Dvar Torah filu ba'achas habahefko matam amru b'shloisha is by karka, Tosfos says, not by metaltalin. So hadrin aloch ein bein hamudar. Okay, so that will be daf mem hey amud aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.